before really thinking things through. Something that's a habit of mine. See previous marriages. Once my brain had settled and I realized I would have to take the long journey back to my former self that was written in those pages, I thought, what the hell have I done? I've forgotten some of those stories, and I think maybe I'd like to keep it that way. Then I remembered something I know to be true. I am not the same person I was before. I mean, technically, I am. You know, no alien body snatcher sorts of stories to add to my lore. But inside that 20-something-year-old girl full of chaos and self-doubt, well, she feels like another person entirely. I imagine you've changed just a bit over the last 2 decades, too, dear listener. Probably more than you give yourself credit for. And if you've been alive for less than 2 decades, well, best of luck, and let's chat when you're 40. After I quelled my nerves about writing and procrastinated for a while, okay, maybe I'm still a little bit the old me, I started rereading Unsweetened. It was quite the look back. Not just at the crazy antics, but also at my self-worth. What were the stories I told myself about me? More important, how has that internal monologue changed over the years? And the answer to that question? It's changed in just about every way possible. If you ever found some tattered, scribbled-in old journals in a box and read through them, you'll know what I mean. Taking in those words felt like some sort of time travel back to another life. And it unlocked little corners of my mind that I hadn't visited for ages. Those old stories were so foreign and far away, like reading about someone else and wondering how it all turns out. And that's not just because of my perimenopausal brain fog or a result of partying in my 20s. At the same time, the stories I shared in that first memoir are some of the building blocks of who I've become. My emotional Legos, if you will. I know, Lego nerd alert, I'm mildly obsessed. Flipping through the pages, some stories are funny, some are tragic, and some I still only have hazy recollections of. Maybe that's for the best. Thankfully, I no longer have to carry any of those stories with me like a bowling ball of shame in my pocket. Chances are you have a few horror stories of poor choices made by your younger self that you're dragging around as well. Or maybe it was your not-so-younger self. Fabulous! It makes you human. It makes all of us fallible, and I think it levels the playing field in some regard. Nobody gets through this life unscathed. To keep some perspective, I like to remember we're all just little humans bopping around on a spinning rock in the middle of a vast universe. We're tiny. Now, you may have done some shit over the years that still haunts you or that you're not proud of. But that's okay. You make it right, you do it again differently, and you can let the shame go. I'm often asked in interviews, do you have regrets or wish you'd done anything differently? I've spent time really considering the question. Do I regret things? No. Not one thing. I can truly say that while there are pains that I endured and I'm sure I inflicted on other people during my personal reign of chaos, it was those same heartaches that made things uncomfortable enough for me to want to change. In fact, I've even learned to be grateful to some of that past pain because I have shown myself time and time again that the universe has got this. Now, I understand that not everything that happens in our lives can be turned into a positive. But gratitude for past strength does change our perspective on some of it. And I'm confident that you, too, will be able to look back one day and say the same thing about your life's adventure. Each bit of it is important, vital, even, to becoming your true, authentic self. There's a quote I love from one of my favorite books, The Velveteen Rabbit. I have it hanging on my wall. It's about becoming real. Quote, "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair